We started a year ago today that Stuart received the devastating news that he had what the doctors thought was terminal cancer. And we've sort of gone through that journey with him. We've been praying for him consistently over this last year. But what was it like for him and the family to go through what he's gone through? Well, he's going to come and tell us a little bit about that now from his own perspective. So I'm going to hand over to Stuart. Thanks, Stuart.
Hello. I've sort of written down quite a few bits and pieces here, and I will try to get through them. I've even practiced it. And so the problem with the last 12 months, it's incredibly emotive. So as soon as you start talking about it, it starts to get creaky emotionally. You start remembering exactly what was going on at the time, and you see faces and you remember feelings, and it starts to break you almost when you're talking. I'm also acutely aware that I'm not my own. You know, the last year, people have been very ill. Even before that, people have been ill. People are still ill now in the church. And I feel a little bit unworthy being here, even talking about it, and even focusing on me. But I'm compelled to talk about it and hope God helps me to talk about it in an effective way that's glorifying to Him. I want to talk about two points in my life, two different times. This morning is really interesting because we're talking about healing. And healing comes in a lot of different forms. There's physical healing, and there's emotional healing, mental healing. And the greatest one is spiritual healing, salvation itself, when God comes and rescues us from ourselves, from our sin that we're in. And everybody has it in their lives. I'm not alone there. So I want to talk about two points in my life. And thankfully, I wrote a lot of stuff down as and when it happened, maybe retrospectively within weeks of things happening. So when I read these things, it conjures up a lot of memories. And it's good because it reminds me. And I was saying to Jeff this morning, Jeff Wood, I said, it's what I'm frightened of is forgetting what it was like. So I've written down things, and when I read them, I want to add things to it, and I don't, well, I don't want that, actually, because it's important that I wrote what I wrote at the time, because that was what God was telling me then. So, two points in my life. One you won't have heard much about, and one you've probably heard a lot about, and you're probably a bit bored with it now. heard on the 30th of January, 2013, I have cancer in the colon. It spread to the liver and to the lymph nodes. When the consultant spoke the words, it was as if God had already told me. I wasn't in denial or angry, or I wasn't in disbelief of what I heard. I accepted it. Within seconds, all the ramifications of the treatment, the pain, the surgery, and even death itself, I was understood. I felt okay. I would be lying if I said I felt great. My only worldly concern was Elizabeth and the children, if I was dead. So my first question that came out of my mouth when I heard the news was, will you help me fill in my life insurance form? And the consultant surgeon, I won't mention his name, I've written his name down, his eyes were welling up. I guess he had children as well, and he had his wife, similar age to mine. And he could imagine himself in my shoes going through what I went through. In Proverbs 3 it says, trust in God in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. I cannot explain the peace I felt, only that God is right beside me. And although I feel alone, I will feel alone in the coming days, I hope He is right there to remind me. If God is for me, who can be against me? It's Romans 8. All the treatment that was sort of proposed to me at that time, the MRI, I start talking about technical things, but basically the treatment was MRI, scans, chemotherapy, maybe surgery. That was a possibility, but things had to go my way for surgery to actually take place. Lots of things happened. So even the treatment plan was uncertain. I think the most haunting words that he said to me, I can't even remember the question that Elizabeth asked him. But I remember his answer. And he says, oh, whatever the question was, because he never mentioned the word terminal when we were in that meeting, but he did say, I wish we had found it earlier. And obviously in the coming days we read about it and I sort of realise, yeah, it's pretty much it. And I was convinced at the time I was going to die, and I was going to die soon. And I was still okay, and I need to talk about the peace of that. I was okay. God was there. He was holding me, and there was a healing emotionally of that. I felt gutted and upset, but God was there helping me. Now, let's reverse back 34 years when I was 8 years old, lying in bed at night, thinking to myself, I'm a sinner. I've got a cancer in me. It's called sin. And I can't heal it, and it needs to be healed. Because when I leave this world, I'm going to face my Creator. And if it's not dealt with, I'm going to die an eternal death. I'm going to be separated from my God. And the same certainty that I had when I was last year, when I thought I was going to die, I had when I was 8. If I face my Creator without my sins forgiven, without that cancer dealt with, I am going to be separated from my Father in heaven forever. So I'm going to pop back 34 years later about treatment and the turmoil about treatment. Since today we're talking about Habakkuk, and Neil will talk a bit more about his turmoil. And the thing about the treatment is the uncertainty of it. I've written a bit about I was selected for a trial treatment called CERT, which basically just pump radioactive material into your liver to kill the tumours in it. After the first chemo, I was selected for a trial treatment called CERT. I believe God gave me this opportunity. But during the first part, the surgeon punctured the main hepatic artery in my liver, and a blood clot formed. And I'm now on anticoagulants. I have to inject myself now each day for the next couple of weeks. I feel low. The CERT was a great treatment, a good treatment, and God gave me this opportunity. So why has He taken it away? And I wish I knew if I'm going to die or if I'm going to live. They will have another go. And at the time, the surgeon said I had 50% chance of it actually going ahead. The treatment was pretty radical, but it was very effective, especially for the liver. The liver was what they were concerned about, because that was going to kill me first. And the treatment going wrong devastated me, because God gave me something, hope, and took it away. And I just didn't understand. Really knocked me quite a bit. Let's go back to when I was 8. I was certain about what I needed to do. And I didn't have a surgeon, Jesus. It was a bit cack-handed. He could heal me in a moment. And I prayed, God, I want to follow You. You sent Your Son to save me. I want to follow You. And He healed me instantly in that moment. He took the sin. Well, He didn't take it out of me. He justified me. It's just as if I'd never sinned. God looked at me, and Christ stood in front of my sin and said, this is dealt with. And I was sinless, sin-free. As far as God was concerned, as far as the east is from the west, my sin was separated from me. And it was clear, unlike my treatment that was not clear, completely, almost medieval, I thought, you know, it's so much guesswork involved in this. It's more an art than a science. But Christ gave you something clear, and He offers it to everybody. Salvation, and it's so simple, you just have to ask and He will forgive. The last thing I'd like to say, on Tuesday, we went to get the results of the scan. These are all the post-operative scans. So I had 7 months of chemotherapy, you know, with a liver resection. 60% of my liver was chopped out, and 10 inches of my colon was chopped out, and the lymph node areas removed. And they did a scan last week, and then I got the results on Tuesday. Scans now for every 2 months for the next 2 years, 4th of February, this week, we've got the results. There was no signs of tumours, all clear. God is good. And healing comes in many forms, physical, emotional, but the most amazing one is the spiritual one. When I was 8 years old, I asked God to forgive me. And because of that, when I stand before my Creator, I'm not going to be wincing going, what's he going to say? Is he going to say it's back? Is the sin back? It's not back. It's gone. He's going to say it's all clear. And you can come into heaven with me and enjoy my perfect creation with me. And he offers that to everybody, not just me. That's the amazing news. Although the physical healing I've had this year, I hope for other people. But actually, it's amazing, but it's not as amazing as the salvation that he offers everybody. And that's what we need to focus on, and the amazing thing about that. That's all I'd like to say.
Thank you, Stuart. That's a very moving testimony of the way God has dealt with the real cancer in our lives, the sin that we can be assured of has been cleansed. And we thank you for sharing with us the way he has given you strength there to cope with the physical pain you've gone through this past year. Continue to pray for you and others in the congregation clearly who are suffering from serious illness. Let's not forget them.